Okay.
I just want to bring us back to where we were and then move ahead. If you recall, we spoke about the Ramban. We pointed out in Parsha Kedoshim, this is Derech HaKosov, Derech HaTeira, to Mefaret and to the Bikuril. We pointed out the word Prat and Klal is not necessarily a group of things, but might even be a one thing, because he does the same thing by Tirch and Shabbos. Okay? And then we pointed out that Lechera, when he's talking about Kedusha, when he calls Kedusha Precious, he refers to a number of things. Some of them clearly mention in the Torah that you shouldn't do in excess. Okay, some of them, you know, we don't know exactly where things come from. See, for example, when he talks about the Ribui Tashmish, you know, Chazal talk about it, okay? You know, if you want to start talking about that, what's going on in Arayis, you know, you can discuss them in the Buchim or not, in Ramban Chumash, but, you know, you have to discuss, you have to know whether you can build on that or not, but that's what he says. And then Ribui Achilagasa, you know, the question is it, you know, do you build on Ben Zera Meira, Ben Zera Veseva? Okay, Veseva. But, you know, then, you know, you can even talk about Prat and Klal, that the Klal and the Prat might never do with them. It's a Prat, you know, in Kiseifne, you know. Okay? Okay. And then he talks about Tuma, you know, you don't know exactly what the issues are. And Nikias, and whatever. Okay, Beseda. Then, however, in we pointed out that when he gets to Sherish Dalit, it's very clear that it's a mitzvah called Torah Kula. And that's not the impression you get in the Chumash, because called Torah Kula means what Kedusha is that's what mitzvah is all about. It's almost like a shekhi sham a mitzvah sov, and that's what's going on. Okay, kedusha means to be shaving the mitzvahs. Okay, so lechera, it's I don't know if it's anything more or less than anything. You know, we don't know if it's beyond the call of duty or not, or whatever. Okay, we say now that. Kedusha is an issue of Kedusha, of Precious from Tuma. Okay, there's already Ramban Chumash about it, and that's what he says. I mean, this is a very interesting thing. Kedushim Yiyu Elohehem. Okay, which the Chayr is a mitzvah on Kohanim. Okay, Kedushim Yiyu Elohehem. How Kedusha Yiyu Precious, Ramban says there, Mechavov Vov. Kasher Pirashti Beseda Shomayla, and he's referring to the Pash Kedoshim. Yoyim Eshapil Mutal Yisrael, you are Kohanim Purushim. The same type of idea. Yibodlo Mitumas Hamesim on the Sui Hanoshim She'enon Haguna Yisrael Betahavo Melekiyas, whatever town the Kiyas is, okay? So, this is very odd, okay? You see, here, you can't really say that it's a mitzvah shein muchletes, right? Correct? Because it's very clear what is going on. It's going on, yibodlo mitumas hameisim unesiri hanoshim shein nagunis lehem. Okay? However, I'm not sure what he adds, b'tahalo, with the keys. Which is a very interesting line. Unless that means something more than this, and that's what precious is. And then it would be something sheni mukhletes, and we don't know what the increment is, what the difference is. But, you know, there's a problem in general that why shouldn't it be minyan mitzvahs? Okay. So if you look at the mitzvah v'kidashtoi, l'cheira, the mitzvah is on us to mekadesh the kohen. It's nothing to do with them. So a priori, unless you end up with something which is a mitzvah muchletes or something, you're not going to be able to explain to yourself why it's not minyan mitzvahs. So that is sort of an interesting point. And, you know, just to have this phrase of kedusha and taira and to say that it's ena muchletes is very odd. You know, we don't know what it is and what's happening over here, but that's what he does. But whatever it is, that's not the important thing for me. The important thing is he's working with what he says in the Chumash, and it's prisha from Devorim Mesuyamim. Okay? You know, if you're interested in looking, and that, you know, the Ramban goes further, and Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem Lo Yisizkeidu Lo Simu L'Kocho Be'Enechem Ki Am Kodesh Atol L'Hashem Elokeicho. And that's the Ramban, L'Chu Am Kodesh, L'Chu, this is what's going on here. That's what you would have said. And that's what he says in Vom Yudalit. Bono Atem L'Shem Gamzu Mitzvureres. And this one is negated by Israel. You know, well, that's Dukdusha. Why particularly that one should we pick it up? That's very, very strange. Okay? Okay. And the mitzvah of Kidashta was Lamed Beis, mitzvah say, and it's a tzivon l'chabed zera aron, or nasan loyim l'chazan do with this. Okay.
There's no mitzvah to make sure they show me the mitzvahs, but we call for the Kohen to do it.
What?
I have something in my head.
It could be, but that's not the Rambam says, say, for mitzvah over here. You know, if it is, adarabah. But the question is, Kedush Yiluahim, is that subsumed in the Kiddush story? Or Kiddush, or Kedush Yiluahim is something else? Okay? Because I can read you Lashon Sefer mitzvahs. V'zekulu agdol l'kel yisale. So the question is, why it's safe on mitzvahs if the purpose is then shouldn't be a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? What is it to reach out in Shevish Dalad and say that it's a mitzvah kolos kol Torah kula? He could have taken the easy way out, the way he does in general, that they're mitzvah shen muchletes, unless he's not sure about that, maybe. A mitzvah shen muchletes, not minyan. Because l'maisa is, he doesn't count. Versus Yashav HaTev. You don't count versus Yashav HaTev, l'chayra, you know. You don't count this. Okay. Or he could have said, if you accept what I said in general, that those things which are derech pshat, not minyan mitzvahs, he could have said that kedushim tiyu Eloheim is only kedushim tiyu is only derech pshat. And he says, so only derech hapshat, and derech hapshat is not in Yimitz anyway, you know. And Ramban goes out of his way, in Cherish Dalid, when he's talking to the Ramban, talking about mitzvah kolos kol Torah kula, says kedushin tiyu, the reason why kedushin tiyu is because the mitzvah kolos kol Torah kula. So, then I would have assumed that he's learning Kedushin Tiyu and the Teres Kohanim al derech Abiseinu, and for some reason it must be called Torah Kula, and the reason not minyan mitzvah is because it's called Torah Kula. But the question is, what's the issue? Why should you interpret Kedushin this way, Kedushin that way? Okay. So I think I pointed out last week that when the Torah talks about Mamlechas Kohen of a good Kodesh, what does it mean? It means that they are Kodesh, or they should be roi to be kodesh. Okay? If they are kodesh, and that's what the definition of Kedush Yisrael is, and kedushim tiyu, and this is what they're coming in from Matan Torah, you would have assumed that kedushim tiyu should mitzvah kodesh kodesh kula. Okay? However, if the kedush, Malachis Koine Vagoy Kodesh only means that they're lowly for Kedusha, okay, therefore you have to have a certain niyug, then, you know, anything is possible then. And there's no reason to assume Kedusha is a mitzvah kodesh kotokula. So all I pointed out, I don't know if I pointed this out last week, the Ramban clearly says he says it's Zuluyin. Okay. So, maybe the issue is just how to interpret the words Kadesh, Anshe Kodesh, or when it says at the end, in Kisavoy, Vilyoyscha Am Kodesh, Ladovkaboy, Beseif, to be, it means that the Kedusha is the Dvekas, or you should be Roy for Kachat. It's a little confusing. But there seems to be a different approach, and maybe I'm wrong. That's what I would have assumed. Okay. Now, then...
If it's Roy Leo's Kodesh, then Kodesh and Tiyu means...
It just means, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a mitzvah Kodesh to be Shema Kodesh Torah Kula, because where do you know Kedusha, the Stam word Kedusha in the Torah, the Am Kodesh, in other words, if you say... Kedushim Tiyu is called to Okula, I would say, because the mitzvah is to be Am Kodesh. And Am Kodesh means Kiddushim Mitzvah, it's the dual mitzvahs. That's the way I would have interpreted. But if the words of Anshe Kodesh Tiyuli, or Am Kodesh, or whatever, only means Roin Tiyos Kodesh, there's no reason to assume a priori that Kedushim Tiyu is called to Okula. Okay, and I would assume that it's very clear. I mean, I don't think you can get around it. I think that the Lashon Ramban al Torah is not referring to Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, and say for mitzvah Sherish Dalet is okay. That's, I think, incontrovertible, and you can decide what you want to do with that. But the Metzias, that itself, I think, is something which I'm not sure is really pointed out. Okay, now. Now, okay. And that's what he says in the Pasuk Anshe Kodesh Tiyuli. Now, Ramban adds something amazing, and he adds and he puts Shvius together with Shabbosim, okay, and the same way that Shabbosim is from Tirchis, which is not necessarily Melochus mentioned in the Torah, the Aseh Bashvius is also like that, okay? Which is the opposite of the approach of the Rambam in Sherish Shishi, that both Shabbos and Shvius, the Aseh and the Lois Aseh, are synonymous. And they count it. Okay? And that's what he says. And Derech HaPshat that that's what he says in Chav Gimel Chav Dalet in Emor when he's talking about Shabbat Dini Huzru Ala Melocha is B'Shabbat V'Lav V'Yoynish Kores U'Misa V'Atrochim V'Omer Ba'Asei Hazeh U'B'Yontem V'Hamelocha B'Lav V'Terech Ba'Asei V'Menu Oma Novi Me'Aseis Novi is an amazing thing. The Mitzvah Chefzecho is a reflection of the Asei She'enim Muchletes of Derech HaPshat. V'chein Shabbos Shabbosan Yiel Oretz Shabbos Shomenucho. It's also the same type of idea. Okay. This sounds very nice. The problem is when you get to Rashi and Chumash and you get to the more important Daf Gimel, it becomes very, very strange. Because in Rashi and Chumash in Mishpatim, Vashmiz Tishmateno Natashto, Tishmateno Me'avoido, Unatashto Me'achilo, Achaz Manabir. It's the same about in Chumash, in Emor, and in Mishpatim. It's amazing. The Chain Helu, the Chilis Sethas Moy Cotton, the Perik Mashkin, the Chilis Zir Osa Tera, Avul Tera Zil Osa Achmona, the Kulmul Abonim, the Kulas Mach the Balmu, the Chain Abila, the Chulis. Okay, that's not the gate us, so what happened? So how could you, of all people, say that the Pshat in Shabbos Shabbos, and the Torah doesn't call Shabbos Shabbos. The Gemara in Moed Kotel doesn't call Shabbos Shabbos. It's an amazing problem, l'chayra. Fani Eloima, okay? Tzikash, l'chayra, okay? Tzikash, no? L'chayra. And even with Moed Kotel, that Gimel Shivuk on this, I don't know, okay, say that. Say it like this. The Ramban Abatachas Adidot. Ha'ko Yobo Mokoyim B'Sholem. The Kavona Ki Lo Yehuzru Men Atera El Achrish and Zriya is Lo Yehuzru. Because has Horus only Fidel Chavisena. That's what I want to suggest. Might be Tzibu Shenim Mokletas, we can't call the Huzru. But Fidel Chavisena, the cause and I say Chrishu Zriya Bedavka, correct. So when it says Shabbos, Shabbos Yilo Oretz, Shabbos Shamrucho, Shalyach Yavo Klau, it's not an assay and as Holy Shal Teira, but what Derech HaPshat is telling us over here, that it's the Rots and the Kabonis HaTeira. V'zchein Shabbos, Shabbos Yilo Oretz, Shabbos Shal Menucho, Shalo Yachlo Yavo Klau. To in Chloe, and there's no kavono, there's no idea of this melocha and that melocha and this melocha and that melocha. And the sugi moed cotton is a whole different issue. The sugi moed cotton is talking about specific acts, and that's a double portion. You can't learn it out. Shlohuzro, you can't have shvis the shvatak. There's no ashoga. You can't say otos. Shlohakashkesh. Amlochas misriyomois. That's not the issue. That's what I would suggest. Maybe I'm off, or maybe not. That's what I would suggest. So I asked the kasha, if you recall. I don't know if I did, or you remember the kasha. B'shaita, I think I asked last week, how do you learn the Gemara in Misha Hershech and the Gemara in Kal Godol about how do you find Chilul Shabbos without Chiv Skila that I pointed out to you? No? Yes? Yeah. So the Shaila is, Nechemia! What happened? The Chamah Mishapela! So I don't think that is an issue, okay? Chilul Shabbos in Mefurish Bakra, okay, in terms of Vashtetim in the Torah, that's only Melocha. Oh, that's a Chiddush, that a Melocha, which is not Chayiv Skila, like Tchumim, or Avol Abiyasi, is also Chilul Shabbos. what Nehemiah says that the Machal Shabbos is not Chilul Shabbos in the sense of the word that it's Chilul or Malach of Kfeger. Of example, of Kfeger's question that Meshumah Lechal Shabbos and Meshumah Lechal Tokhul is about Shavuos, okay? In the Shavuos, that's Emes Chilul Shabbos Melechal. If it's a Malach. This is Achil Shabbos is Mafki Yom Menucha. It's not Kilu Letzayin HaTeira. It's Atzis Chafotzecho B'yon Kochi. Okay? And I'm not sure if someone would say an Atzis Chafotzecho that's Chilu Shabbos. He says in his Musa Shmuz term it's Chilu Shabbos. Because that's the Kavanah of the Torah, that's not the Shabbos that the Torah had in mind. But it's a Chilul Shabbos of Yediyas Shabbos. That's the love we should stress, Yediyas Shabbos is a Melacha. That's what I would say in the Chemiah. Then, did I talk about Ben Sarah Moira? Okay. It's the same type of thing. When the Ramban Chumash is talking about an aschol for ben seru moira derech hapshat. You can say that it's kedushim yid, kedushim tiyu, okay? When the Gemara is talking about an aschol for main ancient and kemashirim, in the real sense of the word, you need a bona fide lav and you need a bona fide aschol. And that's what the Gemara said, l'shirko aldo. And that's the Ramban called one thing. In the Ramban's derech hapshat, what does L'Sechol Adom have to do with Ben Seru Moira? Okay. But in the Gemara, if you come with Derech HaBoseinu, you need an Ascholov, you have no option. Okay. So that's what I would say. Now, what I want to do now is just take every single step. But I think, you know, this by itself, if I'm not out of my mind, is a major breakthrough. It could be both. Whatever, but it's amazing. The caches are amazing, okay? And I said what I said. Now let's go further. I want to try to explain to you some of the issues that we've Sefer Mitzvah revolves about. What the Ramban is talking about, and what the Ramban is dealing with. This I was referring to the after shiur last week. I sat down, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Friday or a Sunday. I just, Mamish was typing and working on this, and this is part of that, and you'll see what I want to say here. The Ram Sher Sheni say mitzvah is only Torah Shebikhtav. And that's what he says. That's what it's not, you know, you don't count me to be served from Drosh Chazal. Mitzvah is Torah Shebikhtav. But if the drasha, it's not Pshut Lashon Mikra, nothing to talk about. The Ramban would agree with the Ramban that you can use Pshut Lashon Mikra, Pshut Lashon Mikra, for Minyan HaMitzvos. But he's of the opinion, because of Teres, B'shtei Teres, HaKos B'dabo, we'll see Rishonis and Ramban in the Shoshim, that it's there's a Pshat Pnimi, a Pshat Chitzeni, but the Teres Shabbat is also Pshat Mposet. But it's only through Derech Rabbi Seinu, as Pshat Pnimi Chitzeni, you can throw it in to Pshut Lashon Mikra. And I want to suggest that you can't do that in Derech HaPshat. Derech HaPshat, and we'll see about it, is an approach to Pshat. The Ramban never said that Derech HaPshat is Pshut Lashon Mikra. And we'll see what it is. It's using all the textual analysis that you were brought up to, context, how this word is used in other places in the Tanakh, and in general what the Torah had in mind, and a lot of other instruments at your disposal to try to get an idea of what the Torah is driving at over here. Okay, that's not an issue of pshuta shel mikra, you know, or bush taking pasuk, because we might not even know what that is. Okay, that's called derech pshat. No one ever said derech pshat is pshat in pasuk. Okay, so I b'chlal don't know if you can pull together mitzvahs from, you know, what you can say the Rambam and the Ramban are basically talking about, you know, psukim, whether the derech the pshat chitzeni or pnimi or whatever it is, but a derech hapshat, which is not a mesiris, which is my peculiar approach to what I think the Torah is talking about. And to make a mitzvah of that, I'm not sure we can do that, but I'm going to talk more about that, okay? I want to explain to you a lot more. Let's start like this. The Ram says in Hakdamah to Mishneh Torah, V'yet melacha es ha-Torah v'yes ha-mitzvah. So, a-Torah and mitzvah, two separate things, the work, right? Or somehow it's a package deal, okay? The Rambam in Akdomo clearly says that it's a package deal. Torah is Torah Shebiksav, and the mitzvah is Pirusha, okay? And the last b'Torah pi ha-mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvahs, and the Torah is the mitzvahs, this is it. It's a package. Each one's mashing the other. So the Mesira of Tayyad Mitzvahs, the Mesira of Ketzad Seda Mishnah, was a Mesira of Tosha B'Ksav with Purusha. That's the moment we point that Shatnam Purusha Shnais, Nagdomo. And we pointed out that independent of Torah Megillus, Megillus Nitno, Achsuma Nitno, Tram says an amazing thing, that they wrote the Nusach of the Mitzvahs, Biksav, the Nusach of the Mikra, and they used that, they looked with it, and they said, there's Taka, there's Ksav, there's Torah, and Mitzvah, and that's the Etzem Mesera. Or that the Chefsa for Mitzvah is Torah Shebiksav. Mitzvah in terms of mitzvahs of Tayyad mitzvahs. Then, this word Torah doesn't do with Sefer Torah, doesn't do with anything, because the Rambam at the end, Kol HaTorah Kozma Moshe Rabbeinu Kledim Shiyomus B'Ksav Yod, there's a separate discussion. The Ramban, what's for Torah? The Torah is a Sefer which was given in Har Sinai, which is safe, which is Meir Derech. They wrote Breishis and Shmos until that point or whatever. And it doesn't do with Torah Shebiksav. It was the safe, which is Meir Derech, which was given Har Sinai. Look at the Ramban, and I've done with the Breishis. Breishis, Moshe Rabbeinu Kosav HaSeif HaZeh, Im HaTeo Kumi Pishar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'akov shekosav zeh b'har Sinai, ki shom nema lo yalei elai ha-horo, v'heye shom v'etno l'cho es ha-lucho iso eben v'atera, v'amitzvah, ashe kosavti lo yloysom, ki lucho iso eben yichlau ha-lucho is, v'amichtav kloy maseres ha-dibrois, v'amitzvah misvah ha-mitzvahs kulam. It's a number. Ase v'lois ase. In kein ha-Torah, yichlo ha-sikunim, mitchilis v'reishis, ki hu meira anoshim bederech beinyin hu emunah. The Torah and Mitzvah are two separate things, not one mashmah. It's a whole different approach to what Torah and Mitzvah is, okay? So then it comes out that according to the Rambam, or that the etzim chetzer of mitzvahs is the Torah shebichtav. And that is what Torah Sheni is all about. And the Mesirah of Taya and Mitzvahs were required, Nikra, and they go in the Midbar of called Mitzvah Mitzvah, even though Torah wasn't given yet. They might have written Mesirah Yom from Moshe Rabbeinu, according to one Pshat. According to the Ramban, Mitzvahs don't require Mikra B'Cholal. And the stress of the Rambam in Sherish Beis that it's psukim independent of Masoros Chazal is the Ramban, the way he attacked Sherish Beis, he hasn't attacked any other Sherish, basically Kula Machmadim, everything, but Sherish Beis is a disaster. And he even attacked Sherish Beis and Sherish Aleph when he's talking about the Ram's diatribe against the Bahag in Sherish Beis. Back to the Ramban, if you remember, earlier on in Jewish Aleph, he says the following. Pinei shtei parshas. Just imagine the Rambam making this statement. I'm not talking about the historical issue of when or what happened, just the statement itself. Pinei shtei parshas batera, ubehen mitzvos rabos, v'lo nemru l'moshe b'sinai, el li'ar nemru, v'lo b'sinai. Parshas Suyayin, or Parshas Mishmos Kuhuna Levir, or Matnes Kuhuna, or Lechoshes Leitzion Menacheshvah. So it means, you know, Lechere, that which it became Tera, was only Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a discussion about that, okay? But that which was a mitzvah, it was a mitzvah even when it was given to Aaron. Lechere. So to say, the mitzvah requires Torah shebichtav, where the issue of mitzvah existed even before the parsha was given to Moshe. It is impossible. Now, I want to go further. It could be that's what I'm really wondering about. If there was a Messiah on Minyan on Mitzvahs, the question is, and Mitzvahs say, Lois, I know, and I say, Lois, doesn't say exactly what the thing it means. That mitzvahs are basically, to some extent, dependent upon a mitzvah. The question, what happened over here? And that's what I'm just wondering, that the Ramban felt, but this is already, this is just at the beginning of a kernel of idea, that maybe derech avoseinu, that mitzvahs, it's impossible to imagine that derech avoseinu should not be a mitzvah. Because they are the Bala Mesera. And their Chavuseinu L'Chera is coming through Mesera. So if basically the idea of Mitzvah Mitzvahs was a Mesera, and the Bala Mesera Chavuseinu L'Chera, the Mitzvahs themselves should be dependent upon the way they saw the Mesera. Okay. That's just, I can tell you two things. One thing is clear to me, that mitzvahs don't depend on pshuto shel mikra per se. That's impossible to imagine, because there's no pshuto shel mikra in Aaron, there was no Torah. Okay. Secondly, I know from the Ramban that mitzvahs were mesera for minyan, and the Bible mesera are Rabbi Seinu. So I'm just wondering whether they might be the idea that mitzvahs have to be derech Abayseinu, that gufa, you know, might have to do with this. But the Ramban, that's clear.
But the Ramban had that whole avichus about Taryag. Is it really true?
I understand that, but I'm not. But you remember at the end, he comes to the conclusion, that it is a mysterious in Klal Yisrael, and you have to accept it, okay? He wasn't sure about it. And I assume that his Pirush on Chumash is working with that, and Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Hasogos is based on that conclusion, because there's no reason to have a discussion back and forth, okay? He just see the Ramban as an open-minded person, okay? Looking at the sources, there's no tayyah. There's such a thing as tayyah, okay? Maybe it's only a medrash, maybe it's not serious, maybe it's a smloid idea, okay? But at the end of that point in Sherish Aleph, he comes to a clear conclusion that there are tayyah mitzvahs. And in context of that, he's working to try to save the Baha'i. Because if there's no Tayag mitzvahs, the whole enterprise of writing on Sefer mitzvahs is absolutely a farce. Because the whole thing, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. And clearly, in Chumash, he learns that there was a Maseret to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sefer mitzvahs, correct? That's all I'm saying. And the Ramban himself works hard at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs to make a Minyan of Tayag and Mitzvah Shachar Rav, and he's Mashlim. Correct? Interesting. And this is amazing, okay? Can one maintain that this whole thing were based in the Ramban, Fiat Lachor Esan Lucha Esvah Zeev Vatero Mitzvah, okay? Maybe the Derech was saying in that pasuk is saying something else, and how can Yibchal pull that pasuk up to talk about Mispah Mitzvahs? Okay, there is a Ritu Ramban, okay, and this is his Girsa in the Gemara in Brach. I will honor Ime Yis Deitenu.
Where's the Ramban? Where?
Sherish Aleph. We learned it already. Okay, I will honor. Ima yesh daitenu, she'ein bohem zecher b'lav hazeh, he's talking about lav lisoso, correct? For takonis rabbonim, mikomokin min chachomim hu loime kiloshen hazeh, lefi shehu shoy me'ito yis'ale, mipi ha'kabola, v'sakein v'sadi, that's what exeira the takon is all about. Vehem Doshim, who are they? The Rabbi Seinu. Bezeh, Rumozim Gematikis. Rumozim Gematikis, the Rabbi Seinu. And then he continues, Vehem Omopet, Mishra Shon Brochis, Maidich Siv, he calls them all Brochis, Vietn Lachoise, Lucas Evan, Vateru Vamitzu, Asher Kosafi, Lohi Reiso, Ruchai su eben zumiko, va tere zumishne, va mitzvah kimashmo. Whatever that means. Asher kosafti, eilu nevim, loy roysom, ze talmud. Mulam shikum dit nul the Moshe b'Sinai. Okay, so maybe, you know, he gets the mitzvahs in, but a different, you know, I'm not sure, okay? But I'm not sure what happened over here. All I want to tell you one thing over here. This has nothing to do with anything. I just want to tell you something. You should have a clear understanding. Because when Ramban says there's a pshat chitzeini and a pshat pnimi in posuk, and the derech avoseinu is pshat in posuk, and there's no stira, I'll quote you, you know, later when we get on to it next week, that the ein mikuyot the pshuta atotot the droshes chazal or also b'chal pshuta shel mikvah. Okay.
That does not mean that a gematria or remez is derech rabbeinu in a way that is pnimi chitzoni, and that's the pshat in posik. That I think is mamash a mistake. It's just what the Ramban is saying is the Torah gave the Chachmei HaMeseira the right to use these odd ways of interpreting Pesukim, and they're not pshat, okay, not chitzoni or pnimi, to megalis funois, to megale ritzina tera, to megale kabonis tera, and that's what he quotes, that the golos, the shtei shonim, and the shantim, and he quotes this together with that. And also, he quotes that the Megillah was said, he quotes the pasuk that the Megillah Esther was said at Sinai, that's what he's quoting right here. And it doesn't mean that's pshat and pasuk, but there's an evidence to it. Okay, so this has nothing to do with anything. And no one's going to say, and the Ramban never said, that a gematria and a remez, in the sense that he's talking about over here, should be a mitzvah and a mitzvah and do it there for sake. The gematria is a similar type of thing to derech hapshat. And I'm going to tell you what I want in derech hapshat really is megale derotzen kabonis ha-teila. Okay? And I think he's using the gematias and the lemozim also megale derotzen ha-teila. Okay? But it's not a mitzvah. Okay. Now, what I want to tell you, I want to discuss with you the following. What is the relationship between Derech Rabbeinu and Derech HaPshat? Are you pushing on the Chumash? When Ramban wrote his Pirush al HaTorah, what do you have in mind? Okay. Now, I want to be very careful. I am not going to talk here about a discussion on Ramban, Derech HaPshat, Meseris Rabbeinu, in terms of Psukim and Breishis, in terms of what happened in various historical situations, which the Chumash is talking about, okay? I'm talking more with Negev to Mitzvahs at the moment, but that is an important discussion also, but that's not L'chur that's out of the purview of Sefer Mitzvahs. And I'm trying to leave it like this. Derech HaPshat is not Pshuto Shel Mikvah. It might be called Pshuto Shel Mikvah, but it's not do Pshuto Shel Mikvah. Okay? It's a Hamsor, the way a person using the various tools of textual interpretation, what he would come to conclusion, and the general context, and textual interpretation, the conclusion, this is what's going on. Correct?
Or different tools of Yud Gimel Midas?
No, Chas V'Shalom. Yud Gimel Midas is talking about the tools. I'm not sure which tools he uses, but you go through Ramban and the various tools that he uses in Chumash, and Derech HaPshat, that's all it is. Yud Gimel Midas with Gzeir Shavah, that's Pshat and Posek. It goes to Ein Mikli Yotzim Pshut, and Ramban Mufush about it. Sometimes, when Ramban says Pshat HaKosuv, okay, that's a Derech HaPshat, but that L'chor becomes Pshuto Shel Mikvah. And we'll come back to this more, and sometimes something called Derech HaPshat, and The question is, you can imagine the steer between Derech HaPshat and Derech HaBusein, okay? The question is, could you ever imagine that because Derech HaPshat goes X, you have to be apologetic and explain Rabbeinu do why? Zaini, right? I'm going to show you that happens also. And there might be a Derech HaPshat, since there's no Mesira on it, and any Chokom who's a Bar Hochi can try to interpret, he can make mistakes. And the Ramban could send someone that he made a mistake in Derech HaPshat, one of the game. Okay, now we'll show you.
Very Derech HaPshat, Derech HaPshat is not Mesira.
Yeah. Yeah. But the question is, how do you get to it? In other words, it's the question, what tools? Derech HaBuseinu is a Mesira, or your Gimumidus, or maybe, you know, we have to see how the Ramban works together with your Gimumidus. And Derech HaPshat is L'chai with textual tools and context. Okay. So he can talk about Pshat Nakosuv. For example, Mishpat Acherim, he says, ואני רואה מה שזהו פשט הכוסף בתאו כוחרם אשר יוכו מנעוד מלו יפודה ועל תי יחיס את פינו מבין שעובסי לו דושו המיקו הזה לינחם מהם משורים על המערך וכו' מהם משורים על דוסו so he says and he says מפורש in, he continues and he says that it's פשוטו של מיקו so there sometimes when he called פשט הכוסף that's פשוטו של מיקו מה and that's a chidush that he can call the whole issue of Cherem, Pshuto Shal Mikra, it's not the way it goes in Chumash. Okay, but say that. Now, sometimes the Derech HaPshat is so close to Pshuto Shal Mikra that if the Rav Hussainu HaChilek, we have to explain why they did what they did. And generally you don't have to explain, that's the Mesira, it's the Shalom HaYisrael. In fact, in that which the Ramban calls in Chumash Derech HaPshat, okay, this case, Chiddush Ramban calls it Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay, so we understand. That's why I said it's called Pshuto Shel Mikra, but I don't know how far to go, okay? Now, the issue over here is an amazing issue. I don't even know how to start talking about it. Zobo. Okay. How does she have Tahara? She says she counts Shivan the Kim and jumps in the mikvah. Okay. The Torah doesn't say anything about mikvah by Zobo. Okay. The Ramban says, על דרך הפשט אל חומש שתהיה צריך לחיצה במים חיים כזהב אבל רביסנו הכירו בתארס הזובו שתתוהר כדרך שער הניטורים מתומוסון במי מקווה It's a cooler from Rabbi Seinu. It's not the pshat that after the derech pshat, you know, after the derech say is there and show myself doesn't exist. It's a cooler. Amazing, amazing thing. So after I'm buying a chumish, I'll read it to you, see it. Perek Tesvov, Vayiko, Posek Yud Aleph, ויוד לשוט הבמיים ולהיסקי הכוסף תפילה באישה ועל דרך הפשט שתהיה צריכה לחיצה במים חיים כזהב אבל בסינו הכירו בתאריס הזהב ושתהיה כדרך שעה הנטורים מתומוס הממי מקווה ותם להם you have to explain it ותם להם מפני שלא יצורך להזכיר כלל ביחד תתוהר שבכלל לא איש היא שלבו הכוסף אלא להזכיר אכיל שבין הזוכל וקבר שיהיה זויבה בדם ולחלק Zov is dom, Zov is dom, and Zav is not dom. Ulechalik bein eisni dosa, lebein lo eisni dosa. Ulefikach sovu shebo akosu l'gavus lo tahava. Loima v'achat titoye, kinitoyim batera. Gam, very strange lotion. Gam below my chayim. Gam below my chayim. Gam below my chayim. The whole kamban is over the hasheni. The thing of kilu. If that's the Kabbalah, oh, does it does? There's no kula with Abosin or kilu. And what does it mean when someone says Birchas HaTorah and learn Derech HaPshat? And if someone learns and says L'chaira, the Torah says this, and that the Seidah Parshas and whatever it is, and the Derech HaPshat is that it's all that requires Mayim Chaim. Derech HaPshat, right? He's not saying Drabon Maseisu. They will make him. And even when he says they make him, he says it's also good gum. And the Rabban even goes further in the Chidushim and says it's a Shukta Shomikra. And he, when he explains what the Kula of the Chazal were, Esh Shiro Ribui Akosuv Bakosuv Min v'achati toye over mokamacher. He doesn't know, but they probably found something. Yud Gimel in Shabbos Omer Beis Avunil Lish Etzilu Nivul Azov Mufureshes He Menater Bezav Tichsiv Ish Kiyeh Azov Mibisov Bakula Pash Detuma Uksiv Kiyito Azov Mizoyvo Ibisov Bochad Mayim Chaim Ukshibo Akos of the Foolish Dinid the Bezov Akos of the Isha. Kisiye zovo domo, zovo dom, yiye zoivo, kloima mituma zoiv, tumas azah, beloivin, vazova veridim, uksi vesofo lo, viachati toye, betaira amurli inyan azav lamaila, vizel nami, pshutoi shel mikro. Okay, wow. Umash yomu shein hazovo, mash yomu! אתה תחבו שינו שאין עזוב וצריך המים חיים אפשר שלא ריבי בקוסוב מביאך התיטויה או במוחם אחר אבל תפילה מופרשת היא ובהר מקום יש וכו' וכו' ואתה תסרם בה סרור אין למסתפים לחירה. The Ramban is trying to say there's no stira to the Rabbi Seinu and the Pshuta Shomikra. Or the, see, here it's even worse. You see, if you say that it's Pshuta Shomikra, you can't avoid it. Because that's what the Gemara, the Ramban says very clearly. In Sherish Beis, then Kato Kula, Amikriot Pshuta, the Chidish is Bayibu, right? But general, or there's the Pshat Primi, Pshat Chitzaini. So if the Derech HaPshat is the Ramban Chidushim, ends up Pshuta Shomikro, it's the Primi Chitzaini, or that's the Pshat! And there's no Stira. Claim in Chumash, he doesn't want to go so far, you know, not when he has to go in Chidushim, and he doesn't say that it's Pshuta Shomikra, but it's Derech HaPshat. But still, he starts over Derech HaPshat and he says the Kula. So no matter what you're ending up, something's happening over here. So who is it, Mr. Fina? The Chayr, Oto Shtei, the Shtei Teres, right? The Pshat Pnim and Shat Chidushim. So Rabbeinu Hikilu, or Shegam, B'loi mayim chayim means that's enough. That's enough. Okay? You don't need more. But maybe the Ramban is prepared, you know, I hope no one's going to quote me, I'm just afraid of this. Maybe the Ramban is ready to say that the Mishnah's Chassidim, he can imagine not to rely on it. Because the Hakula. And the Peshitta Shomikra, it's Chazal Wameko. Because if Lamaisa, you don't imagine there's a Midich Sidus or whatever it is. You don't understand why you use the Lashon Meiko and how the Rabban Chidushim could learn that the Pnimi and the Chitzeni and the Shtei Teres, Temis is, the Israel Beinu Alevi, the Rashi and Shabbos quotes, on Samach Gimel, excuse me, Samach Hei on the base, that clearly says that a Zav requires Mayim Chaim. So I just want to tell you one thing. I remember discussing this with Rav Gershon Zecheinu Levracha, okay? Not the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Alevi, okay? And all I can tell you, I can't tell you that he said something, he didn't say something. But to best of my recollection, he, after Rabbeinu Alevi, said maybe there's a mokrim for Chassidei Elyon, Lahakvid, B'mayim Chaim. And he said, Derech Agav, Oto de Mikvin Raden was a mikvah for Mayim Chaim. Was a Mayim. Ochein had born Tzrich in Talmud, and I hope that no one will quote me on this. Okay? I'm not finished. This is the second type of Derech HaPesha. I just want to give you an idea. This is an amazing issue. And Mr. Shem will pick up next week.